AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. More tariffs from President Trump.
These tariffs involve steel and aluminum.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
What about aluminum?
Aluminum too.
10%?
No, 25%.
25%
for both.
The tariffs include Canada and Mexico. On Air Force One, on his way to the Super Bowl, the president also said he would announce reciprocal tariffs probably tomorrow or Wednesday, meaning the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods.
If they are charging us 130% and we're charging them nothing, it's not going to stay that way.
The president previously threatened 25% import taxes on all goods from Canada and Mexico, but last week he paused them for 30 days. At the same time, he proceeded to add 10% duties on imports from China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump tells Fox News Palestinians in Gaza would not have a right to return under his plan for U.S. ownership of the war-torn territory. This contradicts other officials in his administration who have sought to argue Trump was only calling for the temporary relocation of its population. Hamas says it's delaying the next hostage release, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire agreement. Israel and Hamas are in the midst of a six-week ceasefire, during which Hamas is releasing dozens of the hostages in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts will forever be known as a Super Bowl MVP after leading his team to a 40-22 win over the Chiefs. Speaking a short time ago, Hurts says he just tries to do whatever it takes to win.
Every team is different. Every game is different. And, you know, these different moments sometimes requires a different version of yourself.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the resignation of Romania's president.
Romanian President Klaus Iohannis has announced his resignation following mounting pressure from populist opposition groups. The decision comes 2 months after a top court annulled a presidential election in the European country. In an emotional address, Iohannis said, "To spare Romania from this crisis, I am resigning as president of Romania." He added that he will leave office on February the 12th. Iohannis has served the maximum of 2 5-year terms, but his presidency was extended in December after the Constitutional Court cancelled the presidential race 2 days before a December 8th runoff. That came after the far-right populist Calin Georgescu unexpectedly won the first round. Allegations emerged of Russian interference and electoral violations. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.